It's the Hardy Awards, right here on the home of the 12-pounder, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:13 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to the Hardy Awards for 2004 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are live from the Plano Center. Ticket stock has now been underway for 13 minutes. It is open.
They have opened the doors.
Are allowed to come in here, and they have.
And people are already walking around with beers. Everywhere you look, somebody's got a Miller Lite.
That's right, and the area in front of the stage over there is starting to, a few people starting to trickle in. Probably if you want a good seat for the Ticket Time Wasters tonight or the Midget Wrestling, you might want to get in here and camp out in that area just as quickly as you can.
You know what, Greg?
What?
As soon as I sober up from last night, I'm going to have a beer.
Are you?
Yep.
You know what? We should all start drinking about 6. That's 45 minutes.
Right.
What do you think, Corby?
No.
Beers at 6 o'clock?
Shots at 7?
7. 7 when the show's over. I drink when I work, Greg.
I just kind of wanted to drink while we're still on the air. I thought that'd be kind of a good gag. What about it, Ryan? Beer?
Sure. All right, there were several awards given out prior to the Hardy Awards ceremony, if we may continue with those. So let's present a couple of those. Biggest act of revenge for a harmless prank goes to Grego and the crunchy CD handcuffing incident.
Yes. Anyway, Grego.
Yes.
Handcuffed the CD to Danny.
Sure did. At a gig.
Yes.
So sorry.
Watch out tonight, Danny.
Also, the award for most likely to fart in pre-show goes to me. However, I'm not going to be able to accept this award because I know I am not worthy. So instead, I'm going to hand this off to my good colleague, Corby Davidson.
Well, is my name written on the sheet?
Who is far more deserving of this award than me.
Danny,
so I cannot accept
Danny, is my name written on the sheet?
Nope.
Now, also the award for most likely to have gotten more than he bargained for after farting in a pre-show meeting also goes to me. But once again, I'm going to have to hand this award off to Dan Paul. So congratulations to you.
You're the only one that's ever messed your pants in a show.
Let's be honest,
Ryan's the winner of that award.
Ryan, so far, are you the only two-time winner today?
Yes,
well,
he is.
I am, but see, I can't accept these awards because I know that I'm not worthy.
That's too bad. You've won them.
No,
that's what's important.
No.
Even though one, you can't accept them, you've won
one
them.
One goes to you, one goes to Danny. So
go ahead and be honest.
Congratulations to both of you boys.
Go ahead and be honest about it. You've been in a
now,
real...
Also,
stop talking!
Also, another award was presented earlier tonight for foulest animal-like noise. This is a very late arriving noise, and it goes to...
He's making this up.
It goes to Cobra for that crazy bird cackle.
There I go, flying over ticket stock.
Hey, speaking
just
of that, did you give
also
it
also down?
That is, there's a subtitle to this category, Best Pterodactyl Impersonation.
Hey, speaking of ticket stock, did you give the directions a minute ago?
No, we need to do that. We really need to attend to that
head,
little
Mike,
bit of business.
I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you for that.
Good. He just pooped in his pants.
Yes. To get out here to the Plano Center, what you need to do is come up or down Central Expressway, as you may see fit. Get off on Spring Creek Parkway, which is kind of in the north end of Plano, and head east. And you'll see the Plano Center. There are a bunch of ticket banners right out front there. You really can't miss this place once you're heading east on Spring Creek Parkway.
Very easy to get to. Very, very easy. Plenty of parking.
Just look for the ticket banners. Parking is free. Admission free. Everything that's going to go on here except beerage and food units are free. So come on out here to Ticket Stock.
Let us hear from you.
And let us hear
from you. Wiener in my pocket?
No.
Jeez, Greg.
All right, now, more categories here. Let's see. Ah, yes. Here's one of our favorite categories. Most uptight. Now, does everybody understand this? I really
don't.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't. Jeez.
All right. Nominees for most uptight. This is the guy who is just operating with a sphincter
good
that you can't
God,
drive
there
up.
There goes a ticket chick with a set of cans on her.
Hey,
wow.
Hey.
Well, you know what?
Did you see those?
April, did you see that, Dan?
My God.
And if you had seen it, it would have stopped you down, too.
Who was
big
it?
Big-ass
I
rag.
Don't know.
That was cartoon-like.
Those,
I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Boobs arrived 2 minutes
I
before
where
she
I
did.
Was going. Anyway, here are the nominees for Most Uptight. Cat.
Cat?
Yeah.
Jeff Catlin.
Huh.
Booger Horn. Bill Parcells. And Mickey Spagnuolo.
Oh, this should be one.
Buddy,
right
who's
here.
Booger Horn?
Cat, Booger Horn, Bill Parcells, and Mickey Spagnuolo.
Oh, this right here. I don't even need an envelope
this
on this. I know who's going to win.
Was
that.
Unanimous.
Was it?
I believe so.
Couldn't have been unanimous. Because I didn't vote for the winner.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not. But the winner is Jeff Catlin.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeff Catlin.
Now, I believe that Cat is here, and he could come up and accept his award for Most Uptight, if we could find him, but...
Yeah, I see him. He's way out there. So, here to accept the award in his place is Mike Reiner, speaking in Jeff's native Italian language.
I hate you.
Go ahead, Mike. We're waiting.
Ching Chang Tasso.
Thank you, Mike. That's beautiful Italian.
Thank you.
I hate you.
Thank you. Well, congratulations to Cat. I believe this has got to be his first Hardy ever.
Cat, this is cheap asses in all third world impoverished countries.
This is Jeff Catlin's...
This is a repeat performance from last year, buddy. He won it last year.
He did?
Yeah.
How can Mickey not win this, the most uptight individual in America?
He's not more uptight than Cat.
Oh, I think he is. I think he definitely is.
No. All right, here's one. Most liked by fans.
I don't understand that one.
Okay, Corby. It's the person that fans like the most.
You don't have to worry about it because you're not in
fans out there.
Yeah, you'll never be in this category.
All right, here are the nominees for most liked by fans. Bill Parcells, Don Nelson, any Maverick other than Sean Bradley, and Idiot Mike.
You were bound and determined to get him into one of them.
Totally.
Hey, don't look
Mike.
At me.
I know,
Ron.
I didn't do it.
I know. You know what? We're going to get a new crew when we do the Hardys next year. Somebody that can take it a little more seriously.
No, we need
it's a
one
very
so bad.
It's a very prestigious award, a very prestigious day, and we don't need you guys screwing things up.
Bill Parcells, Don Maverick, Don Nelson.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Don Maverick.
Maverick.
Doing middays, noon to three. Don Maverick, give me a call.
Lines are open. Still waiting. Don Maverick. Where are you? Oh, boy.
Bill Parcells, Don Nelson, any Maverick other than...
Don Maverick.
What? Did I say it again?
No.
I just can't stop thinking about it.
Don Maverick. Don Maverick.
Don Nelson.
I can't wait till we have Don Nelson on as a guest and Reiner screws that up.
On our phones now, Grego, we're joined by the great Don Maverick.
If we have him on as a guest, I won't screw it up.
Any?
Don't touch it. I'll hit you.
Do the envelope, Grego.
Thank you very much, Ron.
All right, and for the 12 most pounds liked by fans.
Goes to any Maverick other than Sean Bradley.
Wow.
And the Mavericks are not here.
No, but here to accept the award for them is the 1993 Mavericks that won 11 games. Good to see all those boys with us once again.
I believe Stephen Bardo is the one accepting the 12-pounder.
Right, right. All right, on to the category of most disliked. Now, this obviously is going to be a...
Well, you're going to say self-explanatory, but you've got Idiot Corby over there.
Do you have a question mark over your head too, Corby?
Yeah, someone clue me in.
What does that mean?
What do you mean by most?
This is a category you're very likely to show up in.
Oh.
Here are the nominees for most disliked. Junior Miller, Fernando, Gordon, Dick Hicks.
So basically the whole morning show, with the exception
for
of
George.
Sean Bradley, yeah. Dan McDowell, and Cobra.
Thank you.
Oh, so you're in it, huh?
Boy, yeah. This has got to be tied
no
here.
No kidding.
Junior Miller, Fernando, Gordo, Dick Hicks, Sean Bradley, Dan McDowell, and Cobra. Wow. Grego?
Give me the envelope. And the 12-pounder goes to, for the most disliked, Fernando Maverick.
Is this a repeat winner?
It is.
Wow.
You know what?
Second year in a row.
We might need to just name this in honor of him.
Yeah.
The Fernando Most Disliked Award.
I agree.
Wow.
Mike wouldn't agree.
Did you vote for Fernando?
Yes. And you saw who else was in there. Dick Hicks.
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Junior Miller, Fernando, Gordon, and Dick Hicks, all nominees.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
How could you vote for Fernando over Dick Hicks?
Because I don't mind Dick Hicks.
Or Dan McDowell.
You're the one who hates Dick Hicks.
Or over yourself.
Well, I do hate myself, but not as much as Fernando.
The only bad thing is, Ryan's...
And I don't hate Dick Hicks.
This was...
You hate Fernando.
This was unanimous.
No, I don't.
This was unanimous.
Right.
Oh,
hey,
you voted for Fernando?
You voted for Fernando, buddy.
I don't think I did.
It was unanimous.
We might need a recount
here. No, it was unanimous.
This may be a tie.
I voted for Don Maverick.
All right, it is 5:24, and coming up next, most inconsequential, dumbest, smartest, and biggest hothead here on the ticket.